WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
For much of his career, Polish journalist and author Ryszard Kapuściński seemed to have a homing device for danger, covering third world countries in turmoil. He now lives in Warsaw. In his new book about his experiences abroad, Kapuściński writes, "The only chance small countries from the third world have of evoking a lively international interest is when they decide to shed blood." Book critic John Leonard says Kapuściński's writing about other countries also offers insight into his own.
For 22 years, Ryszard Kapuściński covered the third world for the Polish news agency, from the Congo to Honduras, 27 coups, civil wars and revolutions, and still counting. His career as the only Eastern European foreign correspondent wholly trusted by Western reporters came to an abrupt end after he supported Solidarity. He wrote astonishing books instead: The Emperor, about Haile Selassie in Ethiopia, and The Shah of Shahs, the best book yet on the revolution in Iran. The Soccer War is a collection of pieces from his wandering years, cut and shaped as if to hallucinate the pride and waste of human material, the scorpions and hyenas of history aborting. He calls it a non-existent or unwritten book, and stops periodically to tell us what he should be writing instead. But the book we're looking at has its secrets too. As limpid and as scary as it is, and sometimes very funny, and not always just political, The Soccer War seems almost to be composed in symbolic cipher, as if to smuggle a conscience back into Poland. So brilliantly observed at the borders, in deserts and jungles, in refugee camps, Kapuściński's third world is also a kind of metafiction, peopled with moralizing Aesops and ancient mariners. Not just in Africa, but in Warsaw too, at the foreign ministry, there are witch doctors. Here are dazzling pen portraits of doomed third world leaders like Nkrumah of Ghana and Benbella of Algeria and Lumumba of the Congo. Here are the fearful and sometimes absurd bloodlettings of civil wars in Mozambique and Nigeria. Over the Sahara, he tells us, the stars are enormous. They sway above the sand like giant chandeliers. The light of those stars is green. Night in the Sahara is as green as a meadow. We go to political rallies. A rally in Africa, he says, is always a people's holiday, like a harvest festival. The witch doctors cast spells. The imams read the Quran. The orchestras play jazz. We also go into the bars. An African bar, he says, is the Roman Forum, the main square in a medieval market town, Robespierre's Parisian wine cellar, a club and a pawn shop, a bordello, and a party cell. We meet refugee peasants and starving nomads. We are told by this artful death dodger of the universal presence in Latin America of the Baroque. Baroque not only as a style of aesthetics and thought, but also as a general commitment to excess and eclecticism. We are also told, out of nowhere, that, in general, I am no enthusiast of furniture, and regard as the ideal house the Japanese one, where there is nothing besides the walls, the ceiling, the floor, and the ichiban. Furniture divides man from man. People cower behind furniture as though behind barricades. They disappear into furniture like birds into holes. And on the Mexican desert with him, we talk to an ancient Indian who is listening on a wind-up gramophone to a record that keeps repeating, Rio Manzanares, let me cross. Papa, shouts the reporter, there is no river here. After a bit, the Indian replies, son, I am the river, and I can't cross myself. To get their subversive point across, modernists like Borges, Calvino, and Stanislaw Lem wrote reviews of imaginary books. Kapuściński went to the third world to write about a Poland everybody else was pretending didn't really exist.
John Leonard is media critic for CBS Sunday Morning. He reviewed The Soccer War by Ryszard Kapuściński.